And those type of weapons absolutely don't need to be legal, don't need to be accessed by civilians in our society, and yet they are legal in the United States. So there's certainly even minor steps that we could take to begin to address this issue. Obviously, there's a lot more that we would need to do to really make significant progress, but you look at the mass shootings that have happened even in the last few years, almost all of them, the shooter utilizes these military-style weapons, and we believe there's absolutely no reason for them to be legal in the United States.
And what is the answer to that? Like a national law outlawing that? You've got a constitution that gives Americans the right to bear arms, right?
You know, the Constitution only gives a very, according to the Supreme Court, the Constitution only gives you a limited right to have a gun in your home for self-defense. So there's no big, broad, unlimited right, like I think some, the NRA and others would have you believe. We did have an assault weapon ban, a federal assault weapon ban, in the United States for 10 years, from 1994 to 2004, which unfortunately lapsed. But, you know, this is the kind of law that it'd absolutely be no issue under the Second Amendment or under our law. And yet our politicians just simply, it's either apathy or they're afraid of the lobbies and they just don't step up and do the right thing on this issue.